Hi, this is Tony from Ego Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Nigel Wilmot, franchise principal at Momentum Consult and well-known person in the personality in the financial planning environment. Nigel, thank you very much for talking to me.
Good to chat to you again, Tony. Thank you.
Nigel, I received a nice, interesting article from you with regards to financial education and so on. And the first thing that struck me is that you started off by saying financial education is everyone's responsibility. Maybe you can just tell me a little bit about what you mean by that.
So I think a good place to start and maybe refer to is without going into all the detail, but I saw in the Citizen newspaper this week they were reporting that South Africans are nearly 1.9 trillion rand in debt.
Yeah.
You know, it's a massive number, and I think that with that in mind, I think that the time for a serious conversation about money and personal financial planning in South Africa, it really has to start to happen. And when I say it's everyone's responsibility, it really is, because I think it's a massive threat to social cohesion, the fact that we have money instability in this country. Mm. And so when I say it's everyone's responsibility, I don't mean just financial planning professionals. I mean regulators, media, government, industry role players. And also the point that I made in the article was the man in the street also needs to take a hard look at themselves in terms of their habits and their behavior and their choices around money, because it's not just about waiting for somebody else to make it good. It's about the man in the street taking a hard look at themselves in terms of how they behave with money.
Yes. It makes a lot of sense. Coming back to our industry and then also, you know, your primary sort of work environment, the financial planning environment, you also say that financial planners are not doing enough. Do you mean in broader terms or do you mean with their clients itself?
So, Tony, I think that you and I have chatted about this a lot for a long time, and certainly I've been campaigning actively in the financial education space. And there's my opinion, my view, some people may disagree with me, but it is my view largely that there's not enough that is done in terms of the overall client engagement. Often the focus is more around advice as purely largely the only touch point, and there's reasons for that. I think a lot of it stems back to how financial planners are remunerated, but that's a separate discussion perhaps. But I don't think that enough is done in terms of the complete client experience. And when I say that, I mean education, counseling, coaching, as well as advice. And those are the four touch points for me that financial planners need to be taking into their client engagements at all times and using and picking from those as and when appropriate.
Yeah, I think that probably financial planners, they will benefit from clients being more astute and clients understanding what is really happening in the financial environment themselves, rather than just trying to spoon feed them with the pull that might solve the problem.
So, I think that really what it comes down to is that where we're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place is that financial planners often will err more towards the advice transaction so that the product can be sold and closed, the financial planner can get paid, and then move on to the next. And the industry largely drives that kind of behavior because it's about production. And I'm challenging that, and I'm saying that production, fine, but not to the detriment of the client and to the client experience. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck in this perpetual cycle. So what we need to see is that we need to see a model where we are able to do constructive advice but not at the sacrifice of the educational, the coaching, and the counseling aspects, because I have some clients that I might not earn any fees from for a year or two because I have to go through a proper counseling and coaching approach where the client has the ability to better themselves, but not right now because life has got in the way. So it might mean that I might need to assist with some debt issues or some budgetary issues or some behavior issues or some life coaching issues that aren't necessarily anything to do with advice or a transaction or a product. And yeah. I may not even necessarily get paid for it, but I'm making an investment in my client, but I'm also making an investment in myself because, you know, I feel better about what I do as far as the giving back aspect of my business and what I do as a professional, as opposed to just being focused on production per se and closing a transaction.
Yeah, and if everybody has that outlook, then we'll grow the markets, definitely, because we'll grow financially healthier clients. Indeed, very, very important message from Nigel. Thank you so much for those comments. I'll be speaking
to
David Kopp from the FBI soon about My Money 123, which is sort of adding on to what you're saying now.
Correct.
And part
Correct.
Of what you guys are busy with too, as one element of this financial education. So well done on that, and thank you very much for taking time to talk to me.
Thank you for your time, Tony. Have a super day.